Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. In the small book of 1 Peter, beginning in chapter 4, verse 8, the text says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins." I love that. The scriptures are clear that all of us have fallen short of God's perfection, that all of us have a part, and all of us are sinners. We have a part in sin and the beautiful world as we know it, and we are personally guilty of that because we all sin. Now, the beautiful thing about the Lord is I don't believe He ranks those. And the most wonderful thing is that He says there's something that will cover over our imperfections. Have you ever looked in the mirror and you thought to yourself, "I just don't like that," or "I don't like that," or "I wish I was this"? Well, we probably all have done that. But the beautiful thing is that the Lord says the love that we have in Him covers up all of our failures, all of our sins. The Lord has this way of saying, when we fall in love with Him, we will find it easy to fall in love with others in the way in which we're to love ourselves. Well, if you think about that, then the Lord says there's one way to do that, and that is to love Him first and to love others the way we should love ourselves. 1 Peter 4:8 is pretty clear, isn't it? So today, join me in this time of prayer as we prepare our souls and our heads to meditate in a time of quietude and solitude. Jesus, we thank You that love covers all of our imperfections. Lord, thank You that love covers all of our sin, that You loved us first, and because of that, You've called us to love You and to love others as we're to love ourselves. Lord, today, let us see a healthy perspective on who we are. We are Your children, and we have been made in Your image. None of us are perfect like You, but we certainly are image bearers of the Most High God. And so I pray we'd walk like it and act like it, and that all of our sin today would be covered because of Your love. And as a result, we might fall in love with other people so properly. And all the negative talk that we have about ourselves might disappear as we love ourselves, love others, because You first loved us. So today, let's prepare our heart to meditate, find a place of quietude and solitude, and then just kind of park it there for just a couple of moments. The world needs to stop long enough for us to be able to hear the voice of God. And we have to train our heart, our ears, and our soul to be able to receive that voice. And so this is an opportunity. So to kind of prepare us, let's settle in, let our muscles relax and draw in a deep breath. We're going to hold it for a second or two, and then we're going to force it out as if we were getting rid of all of our stress and pressure. Breathe with me. You ready? Hold it. Hold it, and let's draw in one more big breath. Hold it, and this time we're going to force it out as if we were ridding ourselves of all of the dirt and filth of this world and preparing ourselves to step into the beauty and the presence of God, that we might receive peace and power and direction from Him today. You ready to breathe? Here we go. Hold it, and friend, I want to give you a couple of moments. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes, just so that you can hear from the Lord. Be still, be quiet. I promise He's not playing hide and seek from you. I'll be back. Well, clearly, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Friend, when we love Him, it is so much easier to love others. And I encourage you today, fall deeply in love with others. God bless you. I'll see you back on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another Weekday Meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.